This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. One of the reasons I fight for America is because I've been to other countries. I've lived in South America, okay? I lived in Taiwan for a couple of years. I toured Southeast Asia. You know, I've been to Singapore and Malaysia, and Hong Kong, China. I've been through Japan. I lived in Taiwan. Haven't been to Korea yet. I would actually like to visit South Korea. I've been to Europe. Been through Spain, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France. Haven't been to Germany. Would like to go visit Germany someday. But I've lived in South America. I lived in Ecuador. I've been through Panama and other Central American countries and other South American countries, Peru, for example. And I've seen a lot of things. And, you know, it was actually my experience in Ecuador that awakened me to the importance of liberty in America, because when I came back to America, and this was during the Obama administration, came back to America, and I was so thankful for just the basics that you take for granted every day. You and I both take for granted. Like roads. These roads are awesome. In Texas, anyway, I know the roads are pretty crappy in Chicago and Detroit and New York and L.A., but I'm talking about in Texas, the roads are pretty awesome, you know? Road signs. Because in Ecuador, it's like anybody's guess. Where are we, you know, what road is that? Oh, nobody knows. Stop and ask this person on the corner who's selling, like, a strung-up pig carcass. You know? Chancho, yeah. I'm just so thankful for being able to buy organic. You know, to be able to go to a grocery store and find organic food, it's something I'm super thankful for. And I'm thankful that we have a society where the police, as much as there is some corruption here and there, but the police in America are truly some of the most upstanding ethical police anywhere in the world. And these attacks on cops are so unfounded. Again, I know there are a few bad apples. I've seen the videos too. You know, I've seen a few crazy cops, you know, kicking and beating some innocent homeless man or choking some guy to death who was trying to sell cigarettes in New York, right? That was a black guy in New York who was killed by the cops there. I know there are some isolated cases, but by and large, across the board, when you consider what police have to engage in every day and the kind of chaos and violence that they have to confront every day, the fact that the entire police force is not totally corrupt is truly astonishing, and it's something to be proud of. I'm telling you, America has one of the best police cultures, by and large, of any country in the world. You know, police corruption is rampant everywhere in the world, everywhere. And it's in most places, it is far worse than it is in the United States. And this is especially true in Central and South America, by the way. And don't even talk about China, where the police, you know, everything's corruption, everything's a payoff, everything's a bribe. Just to run a business, you got to pay off the police in your sector of the city or whatever. So, I've seen the world. I've seen poverty. I've seen corruption. I've been subjected to attempted blackmail, attempted stalking, attempted death threats, intimidation, smear campaigns. You know, people have tried to kill me multiple times in multiple countries. I'll just leave it at that. Now, I've seen the world. I mean, not the whole world, obviously, but I've seen a lot. And I've seen it from a perspective that is kind of unusual. Not a lot of people get to see the world in the way that I'm seeing it. That is, in the sense of being someone who is sort of publicly recognizable by many people, which, by the way, makes you a bigger target, makes you a big, fat, juicy target for all the evil in the world. Like, the more famous you are, the better you're known, the more dangerous it is to be in this world, believe me. Make no mistake about that. So I've seen the world. And when I came back to the United States after Ecuador, even when Obama was in power, I was just so thankful. And I remember saying to myself at the time, which I'm kind of laughing at now, at the time I was like, oh my God, I will never criticize the U.S. government again. I actually said that to myself. I was just so thankful. I was like, I could kiss the soil of America, you know, just wrap myself in the flag and literally kiss the soil. Thank God I made it back to America. And I thought at that time I would never criticize the government again. But then I came to find out that, you know, America has been under attack. And by Obama and by the radical left, you know, and by left-wing so-called journalism, which is really journo-terrorism. They despise this country. They hate America. And so over the years, I came to realize that, oh my God, you know what? I'm going to have to fight to defend this country. You know, I can't just stand by and be silent as all of this is happening. That I'm going to need to be part of the USA defense system, whatever it is, so the citizen defense of America, that I'm going to have to use my voice, my platform, and my influence to try to save America, you know. I mean, just to do my part as a citizen, to try to defend America. And so that's what I've been doing ever since, which I didn't want to have to do. It wasn't my desire to come back to America and then end up, I mean, gosh, I just want to run a science lab. What I really want to do? I just want to run a science lab. I want to go to the grocery store, buy 1,000 products, test them all for pesticides and heavy metals, publish the results, and just keep doing that year after year. I mean, frankly, I'd be happy with that. I want to be all about food transparency and food science and teaching people what's healthy to eat or what they should avoid and so on. And yet, I find myself in a situation where I have to be part of this, you know, America Defense Citizens Brigade or whatever you want to call it. I don't know, independent journalism, patriotism. You're just trying to save your country. That's all. And the thing is, what I learned from being outside America and traveling and living outside the country and in many other places, I learned that America is worth saving. That's what I learned. Like when I lived in Taiwan, for example. In Taiwan, citizens can't have a gun. I don't know if you know that, but Taiwan is an island. It's an island nation. And on an island, it turns out that they can have a pretty effective gun control system. Because, you know, you could never have gun control in America, really, because guns could just walk across the border. You know, well, actually both borders. But in Taiwan, if you just control the ports and, you know, the airplanes and the boats, you can pretty much control the guns there. And so Taiwan is a gun control society. And yet you realize that, you know, of course, all the gang members have guns, which tells you that even Taiwan has failed at gun control as well, because gun control just often does not work. So, you know, they failed at it, as everybody has who's tried it. It's just, gun control just doesn't work very well. But anyway, when I lived in Taiwan, you know, there were times I didn't feel safe. There were times where it's like some of these gang members here, these Taiwan gang members are not, you know, taxi gangs. I don't know how it is now, but at the time when I was in Taiwan, which was, what, early 90s, I think, there were like taxi gangs. And if you didn't like if your taxi driver got mad at you, which, let me back up. So I learned to speak Chinese by talking to taxi drivers, okay? And because I had to describe where I wanted to go, and I had to tell them how to get there, let them know I'm not some tourist that they can take advantage of. So I would tell them, you know, at the second light, you know, take a right, you know, 第二个红绿灯右转. You know, I would talk to them about that. I would tell them, you know, how to get there. But every once in a while, you'd have a taxi driver that was insane, that would want to do like 70 miles an hour down this narrow alley with children playing in the alley. And because it's a shortcut, you know, because Taiwan is famous for traffic jams, or at least it was back then. You try to drive around Taipei in 1992, and you're going to be sitting in some traffic, guarantee it. So some of these taxi drivers thought they're like super amazing James Bond stunt drivers, and they want to drive down these alleys. And at that time, they would get offended if you would put on your seatbelt. Like, if you put on your seatbelt in Taiwan, the taxi driver would scowl at you, like saying, like, "What, you don't trust my driving? Why are you putting on a seatbelt? Do you hate me or something?" It's an insult, you see. It's a cultural insult in Taiwan, or at least it was, to put on a seatbelt. I'm not kidding. I'm not making this up. Why would I make up such a thing? And then if you tell them slow down, which I had to do from time to time, I would be like, "Dude, please freaking slow down, okay?" And one time I had to tell the taxi driver, "Just let me out here. I cannot be in your car. Just let me out right here." And then usually those crazy drivers are the gang member taxi drivers, because they're crazy. They have a death wish, you know. They're insane. That's why they're driving 70 miles an hour down this narrow alley. And one time, as that was happening, a strange thought occurred to me. You know how they say if you're in a spaceship and you approach the speed of light, time slows down? I realized that if you're in a taxi cab and it's accelerating, going faster and faster, it doesn't make the cab any wider. The dimensions of the cab are the same. It's just that now you have 1/2 mass times velocity squared, kinetic energy, i.e. momentum. And as that velocity is increasing, the squaring of that velocity is getting very dangerous. And you are hurtling at insane speeds. You know, in Taiwan, in the cab of probably some criminal gang member with a gun under his seat, and you're telling him, you know, and he's offended if you put on a seatbelt, and you're telling him, "Please slow the F down because I feel like I'm going to die in your vehicle," right? So you see why I love America? Because I've experienced things that would just absolutely blow your mind. Things I can't even talk about. You know, it's just, maybe you've experienced some stuff like that too. I don't know. If you've been up to other countries, you've probably got crazy stories too. But I'm just telling you all this because I want to explain why I love America and why America is worth defending. I've been in the, you know, the Taiwan version of gang member Uber. You know, I've been there. Probably lucky to come out of that alive, frankly, some of that stuff. You know, I've been in South America, and some of that's probably lucky to be alive too, frankly. Probably 1,000 times when I could have been killed in something. And I, you know, try to minimize my exposure to that kind of insanity. But if you travel and you live in other people's countries, you're subject to some of their culture and their taxis and their society's rules, you know, where you can't arm yourself and so on. And this is why I love Texas, especially because in Texas, you can arm yourself. You know, I drive my own car. I'm on some of the best roads in America. The Texas highway system is fantastic. They've even got these turnarounds, these U-turns under the overpasses, which should be adopted in every city in America. Texas is the only place I've been that does it right. I don't know why the Texas road system isn't replicated everywhere across America, but I'm telling you, whoever designed Texas highways and roads knew what they were doing. They are brilliant people. They did it right. You want to have a good road system? Come to Texas. For the most part, you know, it's good. Of course, Austin is overcrowded, and the Austin highway system was designed by an idiot, a liberal moron, of course, as you would expect in Austin. But outside of that, the roads are very, very good. And again, I can defend myself. I don't have to be subjected to insane cab drivers. You know, I don't. I mean, there's a 100+ reasons of why it's good to be in America. So, if you're wondering, like, why do I feel so patriotic about America? It's because I've seen other systems of government. Yeah, I've been in Ecuador where to get your dog on the airplane, you have to run around an insane number of agencies and bureaucrats and people stamping pieces of paper. It's nonsense paper chase of Ecuador. Ecuador is a paper chase mecca if you live there. I mean, if you're just visiting, it's not that bad. But if you live there, they turn you into a paper worshiper. You're like a slave of the paper masters. And everybody's got stamps, and they have to stamp everything for no reason. There's no reason. It's like an Easter egg hunt. It's like they give you, at this GPS coordinate, you'll find a weird old guy who works for the government, and he has to stamp these three pieces of paper. But in order to get those pieces of paper, you have to go find this other old woman who's in this ministry of nonsense building somewhere in Guayaquil, let's say. Oh, no, wait a minute. But two of the three papers are in Quito. One of them is in Guayaquil, inside like a gang-infested port run by drug smugglers. And then the other paper is in Quito. Once you get those three papers, you have to find this back alley. You have to travel down this dirt road. And then there's this back alley. And there you have to give somebody $20. And then they give you a hologram. And then you lick the back of this hologram and paste it on this envelope. And you mail it to this person with like $5 of U.S. cash inside. And then they give you a letter. And you have to have an apostille on this letter. You take this letter to this bureaucrat in this county parish or something. You know, it just goes on and on. And none of it makes any sense. I've been there. I've lived through that. It's like, really? This is how your society is structured? So when I go to the DMV in America and I have to wait 30 minutes, I'm like, this is awesome. Only 30 minutes. I only have to stand in one line. This is freaking awesome. I'm loving it. Totally loving it. This is America. This is worth fighting for. That's all I'm saying. So, with all that said, I'm just going to wrap this up. God bless America. America is worth fighting for. I'm a patriot. I'm a Trump supporter. And I'm not giving up this country. I'm not just going to forfeit this country to a bunch of libtards and criminal, corrupt bureaucrats, okay? I'm fighting for this country because I know what the alternative is. I've been there. I've seen the alternative, and the alternative sucks. If you don't love America, you just haven't traveled enough. That's all I'm saying. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke. compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.